Psychic Radio. WYCD. HD3 Detroit. KJAQ. HD3 Seattle. WBMX. HD3 Boston. And on AOL Radio. And Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to the heart, and there are three different modalities I use. Intuitive Counseling, where I guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive Energy Clearing can release you, your home, or place of work from negative energy connections, help you to realign your true and expressed self, restore a sense of balance between your inner world and your external living environments, and provide fresh ground for new spiritual growth and higher consciousness. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights, right here in the sky, Psychic Radio. And I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live Thursday evenings. This is Love Month, and we are doing readings all month long on relationships for 2010. So you can give us a call right now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And I will answer your call on love. So this month is Love Month. And today we are discussing how intuition can assist us to have our best romantic relationship. Now, I talk about most of this stuff a lot. But the most important thing for you to do is to determine what you want. We all live out our past, and it is repeating all the time because we have old, outdated patterns, beliefs, expectations, fears, anxieties, and our unconscious thoughts. The law of attraction is that what we are is simply reflecting back what is going on inside each of us. However, the more we try and understand this or focus on it, the more we create it. We have to focus on what we want. To do this, we must know what we want. What type of relationship do you want? And why are you looking for a marriage, children, a deeper commitment, monogamy, a trusting, loving, more joyful, intimacy? You know, what are you looking for? And are you attracting a new one, or are you deepening the one you're in? We have to focus on what we want, not on what we don't want. And it's also really important for you to note that when you're attracting a partner, it has very little to do with the partner you're attracting as it does on you. What you feel about yourself, your inner work, your inner beliefs, and working on loving yourself. So we have a couple callers. We have Crystal from Pennsylvania. Crystal, are you there? Oh, I can't hear you, honey. Can you hear me now? Oh, I think I can hear you now. Yes.
Okay, great. How are you?
I'm great. And what can I help you with?
I guess I'm at the beginning, very beginning stage of a transformation. Okay. Kind of a completely new direction. And I have some questions, I guess, if you could give me some insight as to where I'm going, and maybe some stepping stones to go. I'm kind of ridding all the negative energy and bringing in the positive in my life at this point.
Right.
I just want to see, you know, as far as direction, if there's any insight that you can give me.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit about what's happening, what you're doing and where you're going.
I was in a relationship for 11 years. I'm 26, okay, as well as he is. We, you know, kind of had the family thing very young. We were together since
yeah.
we were 16.
That's really young, yeah.
Very young. And it's, you know, it had been bad for a while, and we finally decided to split. We split a couple times, but this time it's just, I feel in myself that it's, you know, it's time to let go. With, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result.
Right.
And I'm kind of stuck as far as the financial end, you know, and where am I going with this? Am I going to be okay? Is things going to work out? I mean, I do feel they are. I just don't know the direction that I'm going to be going into.
Okay. So are you wanting to change your career as well, or
I was,
because try not to
definitely
change too
doing
many
it.
things at once.
I'm looking to go to school. I'm looking to go to
Okay.
school first as far as like fashion design.
Okay.
I think that's the right step. I'm just not exactly
Definitely.
sure. Yeah,
Yeah,
I mean,
that
with my son being 8, it's there's a lot, I guess, that ties into it with going to go back to school and have a household as well. And I do have a move coming up in July that I have to, I do have to move in July, and that kind of scares me a little bit as well.
Okay. All right. So let's not focus on the things that scare you. Let's focus on creating exactly what you want. So I get a really good sense that the schooling is going to be very good for you. And, I believe that the money will flow for you as you're beginning to focus on the things that you're wanting. I think what's happened is because you were in that relationship for so long, and you were so young, it's really about you right now and really taking a chance. And as you've moved forward, everything's sort of going to start to shift for you. So don't focus on, worrying about the move. Focus on, what does the exact apartment that you're looking for look like? What range, where you want it to be, like really be clear about, kind of what it looks like, lots of light, nice and bright, kind of small, but just perfect for you. And just, really focus on all the things you're doing. You did the right thing by, ending the relationship. I think it was mutual for both of you. It was a long-term relationship for someone so young. And, things will really shift as a result of all of this. I think you will see some major changes happening, and I think you'll be very happy as time goes on. Just don't focus on your fears. And I know it's hard to do, but because you've done such a major change and it feels like everything's sort of starting over new, but that's the beauty of all this, is that it can start over new, and it's a really great opportunity for you. So, I see great things in your future, and there will be another relationship, but I don't think you're quite ready for that right now. So, just focus on you. Focus on getting back into the groove, and focus on, all the things that are bringing you into a space of feeling good about yourself.
Right. And I mean, I do feel myself, doing that slowly but surely. I mean, this is something that I finally, it was hard for me to accept, I guess. And I think I finally accepted it within.
Right.
And, I do see, though, as far as the mood, we will be fine with that, like being
Yeah,
somewhere.
absolutely. Yep,
Okay.
you'll find a perfect place.
Okay, great. And as far as, like, there will be love eventually again? I mean, I know I'm not ready now. Do you see a time bracket or you don't see any of that?
It could happen around the summer. I'm just not sure if you're quite ready for it. So just,
Right.
prepare yourself.
Yeah, I don't. I know not now. I know I'm not ready for it now, but because there has to be a lot of work within me first.
Right.
But thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're
Bye.
welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, and we also have Francis from New York.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yes, I just want to know where I'm at, and and where you see me heading,
In what area?
I like reading the spiritual thing. I could see things and stuff like that.
Right. And you're wanting to make this part of your focus?
Yes.
Okay. So you just need to trust yourself more, and I would start, with your friends, and I would start expanding it nice and slowly and working on that and building up your confidence as you move forward, and really, enjoying that energy as you play with it. But I wouldn't do it full time yet. I would stay where you are and just sort of start doing it part time. Start enjoying it. Start, building up your confidence and your trust in it. And it's something that you are naturally gifted with, but you're not quite confident yet, but you will
Yeah,
be.
I
And
know, I
just
know, and it's hard for me to, sometimes it's hard for me to focus, and my energy is, my energy level is so low. I'm trying to build that up and trying to, I mean, feel better. You understand what I'm saying, right?
I do. Yep. And you just have to go with the flow and just allow things to start flowing a little bit more. Allow yourself to open up. Do you use cards, or are you just, how are you doing it?
Now I want to ask you another question. Do you see me with this? But this
eventually, it can be something that you add on to what you're doing.
Is there any way I could do this?
You mean professionally?
I mean, as a person, you see me doing, you know, like...
Yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely. It's something that you're good at, you're gifted with, and you just have to build on your confidence and build on your energy. You know, make that a number one place to start, always with ourselves. The clearer we are, the better we are at intuitive work. Okay?
Yeah. And then I want to ask you one more question. It was this little girl. I see this little girl for the first time. But the little girl I see, she know me. What is that?
That sounds like it might be a child contract coming in that you're just becoming aware of.
Little girl, I'm so thankful when she sees me. Hi, how you doing? You know, and stuff like that. And she sees me before I can see her. And it seems
right.
Like when she looks at me, it seems like she's looking beyond me or something like that.
Okay, so she's attracted to your energy that because you're working on it, and she likes your energy, so she's connecting with you.
Oh, but see, I've never seen that before, and it's not even my little girl; it's somebody else's little girl.
Yeah, but
mine,
kids are very attentive these days. It's the kids' energies; they're very aware, so they're the ones that are connecting in with the light workers that are ready.
When you come to see me, and guess what I did? And when you come to see me, you know, mm-hmm. and she doesn't know me that well. You know,
right.
It's like she knew me for a long time, you know?
Yep. Yeah. And she does.
She does.
Sure.
In another life path or something like that?
Probably, yes. But, yeah, she's connected in with you.
Oh, okay.
She's connected in with you.
All right.
Okay? All
Bye,
right. You take care now.
Right. Thank you.
All right. Okay. So we've been talking about, you know, how it's really important when you're working on attracting a partner that has really little to do with the person that you're trying to attract as it does on you. And so, you know, really focusing on what you feel about yourself, your own inner work, your own inner beliefs, you know, working on loving yourself, giving to yourself, you know, learning to receive, finding that path to your heart is the key to unlocking, you know, divine partnership. And it always begins with yourself. So find ways to love yourself. Making yourself a priority in your life will allow for your relationships to shift and change and for love to flow into your life. And when we're thinking about attracting a partner or maintaining or making better the relationship that you have, there's a saying about fake it till you make it. So we have a couple more callers, which is great. Why don't we start? We're going to have to go to break shortly, but why don't we start with Crystal from Houston? Hi, Crystal.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Why don't you start it? I don't know how much we can do before the break, but why don't you start it, and then you can hold on while we're on break.
Okay, great. I'm into all your words of wisdom that you were just great. It's just amazing how I just had that happen to me about 9 years ago before I found my lifelong partner. And you're absolutely right. You actually have to cleanse yourself and really love yourself before you can allow someone else into your relationship,
Your energy, yeah.
Your energy. Thank you. But you're absolutely true, and I am truly been blessed and happy, and it wasn't until I was ready to let go and really love myself and everything else just fell into play.
Okay, so hold that thought because we are going to go to break now. But hold on, Crystal, and we will be with you. And give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio powered by CBS.
Acclaimed sound healer, author, and radio host Mark Pattison brings you a weekly inspirational message with your 11-minute miracle followed by the best medium psychics and best-selling self-help authors. Join us for the best new thought program out there.
It's called Dynamic Transformations with Mark Patterson. It's Monday from 9 to 10 Eastern, exclusively on CBS Radio's PsychicOnAir.com, powered by CBS.
Imagine. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is mastering the path to the heart through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships from a relationship with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this in a weekly show Wednesday nights right here. I invite you to join me and call in your questions that I will answer each week live and intuitively at 248-545-SOUL. It's 248-545-7685. We are in Love Month, so we are doing free readings about love. I have two people on the line right now. We have Crystal that we talked to earlier. Crystal, are you still there?
Yes.
Perfect. And you were telling me how, you know, you had to prepare sort of to create the relationship that you're in. So what's your question?
So my question is, my other love is my work. And I'm having feelings about it. And, you know, just to see if this is where I need to be, or do I need to, you know, if it's time for me to move on.
Okay. You know, I feel that right now it's fine for you, but I feel that there's something that's not feeling quite right for you. And so I don't know if you just need to change your belief or your perceptions about the job that you're in, or if you're really ready to shift over. And I think if you are ready, then I would, you know, start looking at the things that you really love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what areas are not meeting your needs right now in the job you're in if you're looking to shift? And what would that be if I were to ask you?
I love what I do. I love the fact that I work with people. And you know, and it's a great sense of satisfaction that I get from hearing, you know, people and listening and all that. And I've, you know, my career that I've been, I've been doing this for about 10 years. And it seems like just a light bulb went off in my head. And it's like, you know, I'm thinking of a life, you know, coach, and it just keeps coming back in my mind. And it's just one of these things that is like a little niche in there. So that's right. Where I'm at.
That's where you're at. Well, you know what? I would start looking into being a life coach and see what that would mean for you. And I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't leave necessarily what you're doing quite yet. I would, exactly. You know, take it, you know, do a course, find out, you know, what it is that you're, you know, feeling that calling about. Have you ever been to a life coach?
I have not.
Okay. So you might, you know, start in either of those areas, either, you know, explore being a life coach, which would mean probably taking some courses to understand, you know, what it means. Everybody kind of uses that term quite generally these days. So you might want to focus your attention in one specific area because there's probably something that you're very passionate about. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, explore some of those areas. And then I might, you know, look around at some of the different types of coaches there are out there so that you can become really clear about what it is that you really enjoy about it. And then I would start doing it part-time, start doing it, you know, with your friends. And, you know, well, you know, sometimes our friends aren't the best ones to do life coaching with.
Yeah, because then it's almost like they feel like you're being critical, but yeah. Same token.
Well,
you know, you're just listening in and absorbing everything, and then at the same token, so it can be
it can kind of go
both ways.
Yeah. Yeah, but you could start doing it with the people that you see in your work, and that might be a way of sort of transitioning into that.
Okay. All right.
So you're definitely
play
with it.
You know, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I would just play with it, but I do feel that this is, you know, is something that you are probably going to pursue and probably move forward into, and I think you'll be really great at it.
Well, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you for all your intuition and all your wise words. It's always great to hear from you.
Thank you. All right.
You have a great day.
You too. Okay, and we have Debbie from Pennsylvania. Debbie, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I am.
Great.
How are you?
I'm great. So
good.
Tell me a little bit about what you're wanting.
Pardon me?
What question are you looking for?
Oh, I'm sorry. I've just been struggling for the past year with the death of my mother, and I'm just trying to see where you see me going or what you see going on.
Okay. You know, your mother's around you a lot. In fact, she's around you all the time. And, you know, she doesn't want you to struggle anymore with this. And, you know, struggle is one of those terms that, you know, puts ourselves into a specific energy. And you know, the energy of the planet right now is going through a wee bit of struggling. So it's part of kind of what's happening on the planet. And so you're kind of struggling not with just your mother, but really, you know, where everything's moving towards. And, you know, I would let some of that go. Understand she's there all the time for you. And, you know, you just have to reach out to her and she will help you as much as she can. She, you know, it was her time and she's happy with the transition and where her life is going now. She's, she gets to move forward and this is really good for her.
Okay.
And so, you know, her words to you are that she wants you to move forward too. And that it's, you know, it's really about you not forgetting, because we don't forget, but to let go of the pain, just to, you know, to feel that love that's always there. and to allow that love to, you know, move you forward. You know, getting right. out, enjoying yourself, having some fun again, you know, recreating part of your life that you're really here to explore and to have fun on. And I think, you know what you don't want to do. And I think you really need to look at what do you want to do? What areas can you, you know, can that bring you joy, that bring you bliss, and start,
right.
you know,
right.
moving into those.
Yeah, it's been a struggle, like we said. Okay. Also, my daughter and my son, anything with them? They're both having a little hard time.
Over the same thing, or is this something else now? Because
no,
I'm feeling it's
else.
Kind of, yeah. You know, again, it's really about shifting their intention back to what it is that they're wanting. And I know that it's a really...
Right.
It can be really challenging sometimes to, you know, but we, when we focus on what we don't want, we get more of it.
Right.
And
exactly.
so if you can, if you can open up and you can shift over to those things, and sometimes it's hard to, you know, to remember those things that we want, but they're right there. And they're always the things that, you know, bring us the greatest peace and the greatest joy and the greatest love. So the more
right.
we focus on that, it can help shift them out of the struggle that they're going through.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, great. Well, thank you so much and have a great night.
You too. And
thanks
I do see everything getting
call.
Better. So, you know, let it just happen. Let the universe provide.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. So this is Intuitive Soul. We are doing love readings all week. We haven't, or all month, but haven't had many love readings today, but let's open up those lines. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And we can do some love readings. So we're talking about using our intuition to assist us in having a better romantic relationship. We're looking at attracting our partner or maintaining it. And attracting our partner, our soulmate, maintaining the relationship that you're in, creating a more blissful relationship and more deeper intimacy with the one that you're in. The first thing that is always important is to find the love within you. So, you know, when you're looking for that partner, we actually have to embrace the qualities we're looking for outside of us. So that means if we're looking for deeper intimacy, find a way to become deeper and more intimate with ourselves. And that doesn't mean anything in a sexual way. It means, you know, really opening up to yourself, really learning to love yourself from an inner space, from that place within, changing and shifting the energy so that it's not always being put outside of us, but to be, you know, become more inner reflective. And, you know, when you feel like you're sad and lonely, you know, it's always great when you can think about trying to create this relationship to actually imagine that you have the relationship in your life, that you have the partner in your life, and treat yourself like you would treat that person. When you feel sad and lonely, you're actually, again, focusing on what you don't want. So you can't attract what you want. If you see relationships that, you know, look happy and you feel jealous or you feel sad, I mean, these are the things that you're focusing on and these are the things that you're going to attract. And that's, you know, you have to really work on yourself and try and understand what it is that, you know, your outer experience is showing you, because your outer experience is, you know, directly related to your inner experience. And we can change ourselves from within much easier than we can change somebody else. That way we're not victims. So, you know, see, if you only see the problems, then look for the solutions, look for other options. Try and imagine what the end goal would be. Try and imagine what you're wanting to experience. But, you know, at the end of your life, what did you achieve? What do you want to be remembered for? These are the kinds of things that you kind of ask yourself when you're trying to create love in your life. And if you can't find love within you, that inner happiness and that inner joy, then you are attracting and manifesting from this place. So you're attracting from a place of pain and emptiness. And really be clear about what you want. Know what you want. This is probably the most crucial area, and it's knowing yourself, knowing what you don't want to know what you do want, and to be really clear about it. You know, do you want a marriage, live in a casual relationship? You know, do you want to fix or create a deeper intimate connection with the person you're with? You know, what is it that you want? And know that it is right around the corner. In fact, they're just on vacation. We're going to go to break right now, so please give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
From our universe to yours, this is Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening.
Log on to psychiconair.com. Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston, and the purpose of Intuitive Soul is to clear a path to mastering the heart. And I use three different modalities to do this. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings. Raise and shift your level of consciousness. Identify the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and assist you to express the love and joy and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing can release you, your home, or place of work from negative energy connections, help you to realign your true and expressed self, restore a sense of balance between your inner world and your external living environments, and provide fresh ground for new spiritual growth and higher consciousness. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights right here at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I have also have a show on my website at intuitivesoul.com. I'm live Thursday evenings. This is Love Month. It's February, so give us a call. We're doing free readings all month on Intuitive Soul here at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Give us a call now. And we were talking before we went on break about, you know, attracting or deepening your connection with a partner. And, you know, act like they are in your life. Act like everything that you're wanting is there, that you're no longer alone. Imagine the relationship of your life, healed, happy, joyful, passionate, all the qualities that you already have imagined. Imagine them already there. Imagine your life together, all the activities you would do, what you would want to do, how you would want the relationship to complement your life. If you're maintaining a relationship, then begin to see the things that you're wanting to happen in your life. There is also space here for you to understand where you are and what you have created in your life. Whatever it is that you have is, you know, really what you've created in your life. So you can work on you to shift this and make space for love in your life, for what you're wanting in your life. Get ready, get prepared. We have Michelle from Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was wondering, lately I've been having dreams, and all I'm seeing is, like, money in it. I'm just money. Could you tell me what that is? Why is it just flashing me, like, money? Like, I'll be talking to somebody, and I just see money.
Are you worrying about money?
A little, I would say, yeah.
Okay. And how are you feeling when you dream about it, or when you're, you know, when a vision comes up? Are you feeling, is there any fear there, or is there some happiness around it?
There is, like, a happiness, I would say. Yeah, it's not, it's like I just, you know, are picking me up off the ground, like in dirt, and I see it and I'm holding it in my hand. I don't know, you know, I don't know if it's just a dream or it's a sign of something.
You know, it typically what I would say now would be, where do you live and how can I find you? Because typically if you're feeling good about it and you're seeing things coming, then I would suggest that right now something is about to shift in your life where you're going to, you know, start attracting some money.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
It's a very good thing. Yeah.
Now, and too, I have a question too. I recently, you know, was associating with my mother, and we just got into a big ball. And my father, I had talking to him, and he lives with my mother. My mom has another life, like another boyfriend and that. And my dad was like, I told him I loved him, and I wanted him to know that. And he just, like, fell down and cried on me. Could you tell me what he's feeling and if he knows I love him, even though everything that happened between me and my mom?
Yeah, I mean, he's you know, I think he's definitely experiencing some stuff with the loss, you know, of his wife, or feeling that disconnection or that other life. But, you know, as you open up to him, he's starting to open up now. And the more you start to open up, the more you start to have freer expression of your emotions. So he's really starting to open up right now, and he's opening up to you. And I think that's a lovely way to create a deeper relationship with him.
Okay, and even though he's still married to my mother and she has this other boyfriend, does he know that, and he just puts it
behind him? He seems to know that. Yeah, I would say he knows this, yes.
Okay, all right. And so the money... Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, and because of this, I mean, it's part of what's happening as you're opening up more to him. And because you also know, I think he also knows that you know. So it's like everybody's starting to become a little bit more emotionally. And the more emotionally you are, it means you're just opening up and becoming more aware and ready.
Okay.
So it's all a good thing.
Now, will he ever come to me? I mean, I told him my family would always be there for him before, you know, I started stopped associating with my mother. Will he? Will he come to me? Because I really want a relationship with my father. I love him dearly.
Right. You know, I think he needs some time to sort of deal with this. But eventually, I think you just are just going to have to keep reaching out to him. I don't know if he would actually be the one to open up the way you want. But if you keep reaching out to him, eventually he will feel confident and comfortable in opening up more to you and coming.
Okay. And you do see that I am going to have some money come to me in that because I'm having fish. Pray, I hope soon because I need it.
Yeah, it's coming. So just hold that vision. Just every time you see it, feel really, really happy. And, you know, just imagine yourself, you know, getting that money and feeling good about it. And, you know, just really open yourself up to possibilities and options and not throw anything away. Whatever comes your way, say you're ready for it.
Okay, good.
All right.
All right. Thank you so very much.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yep. You have a good evening.
You too. Okay, and so this is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL, 248-545-7685. We are doing love readings. And we were talking about how to attract someone into your life or deepen the experience you're with. You know, get ready. Get your home prepared. If you're, you know, if you're single and you're wanting to attract somebody, you know, get your home ready to open its doors to someone. You know, get your wardrobe prepared, all the things that you think about, you know, that you would wait until you're in the relationship, start doing it now. I've heard of, you know, some women who've actually gone out and bought their bridal dress, you know, or they've written a card to their partner. So, you know, just start imagining it and getting ready for it and deepening the experience you're in. You know, don't wait. Think about, you know, what you want when this new partner arrives or how you want to experience a deeper commitment within the relationship you're in and just allow that to flow. You know, just have complete love and gratitude for the life that you have. What you want, you know, will flow and follow, and your unconscious doesn't know the difference between what you imagine in your mind and what you actually have. So play with this as an option for your life. Get excited, find joy, and follow your intuition, which is what this show is all about. You know, allowing the universe to show you everything that you're wanting and let this flow into your life. Follow the synchronicities and, you know, be in love now. Don't wait. Be in love with life. Be in love with whoever you are attracting into your life and be in love with yourself. You know, we often create a deeper connection with what we're wanting by focusing on our emotions. So what do you really want? You know, how do you focus on emotions to get what you really want? You know, use motivation, use intention. Intention is so huge because it's our intention, you know, what we are wanting to create, and actually set an intention. I want a, and fill that in, you know, have action, expectation, have flexibility, have gratitude. We need to pay attention to the negative emotions such as jealousy and envy and not judge it, but to, you know, to commit to uncovering why, notice it, replace it with a positive emotion, you know, because this awareness is really key. We often bury our negative emotions because we believe they're not good and we judge ourselves for having them. They're the key to our freedom and to healing our life. So if you're trying, you know, to create a relationship, then, you know, don't judge someone who's in a really healthy relationship. When you see couples walking, you know, hand in hand, don't judge them. Don't be jealous about them, but really, you know, enjoy and embrace that. And, you know, looking at loving ourselves, self-esteem is one of our greatest challenges. You know, determine our self-esteem determines what we think we are worth, what we can earn, people we're associated with. We're so unique. We all have areas of strength, and we need to focus on these strengths. Celebrate this. I mean, really celebrate our uniqueness. Change the lens through which we look at the world. Important thing to realize that most people walk around with the same self-doubt, the same unworthiness issues. You know, to receive, we need to give. Treat others as lovable and worthy, and you'll begin to do this for yourself as well. And start facing your fears, uncovering your uncover your hidden agendas. How do we look or figure out our own hidden agendas? Well, we own them. We take responsibility for them. The number one fear is of abandonment. And so often, you know, there's relationship commitment issues, but, you know, we're always fearing abandonment, or that we're not good enough, or that, you know, we're not, you know, likable and acceptable as we are. And, you know, our mistakes are our greatest teachers, so we get to learn from them. And pain is our teacher. So, you know, get to learn who you are by the different experiences you're having. So we're going to go to break now. We are doing live call-ins on love. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Join Lori Houston for Intuitive Soul. Lori Houston is a professional and intuitive counselor. She incorporates her professional qualifications that includes a bachelor's degree in social work and neuro-linguistic programming, amongst others, with her intuitive counseling and natural clairsentient abilities. She's been on her spiritual path for the last 18 years, and during that time has acquired, through extensive studies, teaching, and sacred texts, over 25 different healing modalities. Visit with Lori Houston Wednesday at 7 o'clock on Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
The life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul, mastering the path to the heart. through intuitive counseling, by looking at our relationships, from our relationship with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this in a weekly show right here, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. I invite you to join me right now to answer any questions on love at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And we've been talking about intuition, so let's talk about the different types of intuition, because there really are four primary different types of intuition. Everyone has heard of clairvoyancy, which is the ability to see. And sometimes we, you know, see physically outside, or we symbolically see it within ourselves. We also have clairaudience, which is the ability to hear. And that's sometimes outside of ourselves as well as within. We do have another caller. It is Nancy from Florida. Welcome, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Tell me what your question is.
Well, I'm unemployed currently. I had an interview yesterday. It's for a lower level position than I'm used to. You know, I just have some anxiety. You know, I don't know if it's going to work out. And if so, you know, I'd have to move and everything because it's a lot less than I used to make. And just anything that you can pick up on that I need to know.
You know, how long has it been that you've been unemployed?
The end of December.
Okay, so not that long. You know,
no.
Nancy, I would really focus on creating the absolute perfect job. If you have to do this for a little while, maybe do it for a little while. But if you have, you know, a little bit left over, or if you got like a little bit of a package from your last company and you can hold on for a little while, I actually feel that there is a better job that's coming your way, and you wouldn't have to do some of the changes, because you don't sound like you're looking forward to some of the changes. And, you know, I know you're qualified, but you're almost overqualified for this job. So,
yeah,
you know,
I am,
really,
actually, yes.
Yeah. And it's not going to be stimulating for you. I mean, if you have to take it for a little while until you find something else, you know, and you know, that will help you with your fear, then go for it. But, you know, I know that there's something else, and there's something else better coming for you. But, it, you know, it's really up to you. I don't like to tell people what to do. I just know that there's something else. And, I know that this isn't exactly what you want.
Yes. Well, thanks. That's encouraging, because I'm thinking, wow, that means I'm in, you know, I have to move into a place that's not as nice, because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not going to be making the money I'm making. And, yeah, so do you think I'm going to end up, like, I'm in Broward County now, but I'm not sure. Do you feel like where I end up is going to be in Palm Beach or Broward?
I'm not getting a huge sense on that, although Palm Beach sounds like something that you might resonate a little bit more with.
No,
but, you know, just allow things to flow. Just really think about what you would want. So if
okay.
you want to move, or if it's close enough that you can, you know, you can still get to Palm, like, it's really up to you. I mean, start thinking about what you truly, truly want, instead of worrying, coming from a place of worry. Come up
okay.
from a place of absolute joy.
That's good advice.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And enjoy. Let me know what happens. Okay, so the other two types of intuition is clairsentience, which is really what I am. I've heard some people call this as clairsensual, which uses your feelings. They're actually body feelings, tinglings. A friend of mine calls them truth bumps. You know, medical intuitive may feel within their own body what is going on with someone else, or when you are doing energy work on people, often, you know, I feel something here that may produce memories that made you feel a certain way. And that's really, you know, clairsentience is really about, you know, different symbols and how you're feeling in your body and how that reflects onto, you know, different aspects of what you're actually feeling. So a lot of times, again, it's like a symbol, or, and the symbol represents something else. It represents something that, you feel. So some people may get a sun, and to them the sun means, you know, feeling of warmth and a feeling of love, or the sun may mean to somebody else, you know, this bright light shining on them, and it's, you know, allowing things to prove. And, you know, there's all different ways, but, you know, clairsentience is definitely about feeling. And the fourth one is claircognizance. And that seems to be just a knowing, you know, we seem to download answers, and, you know, they seem to be within you, but it's, you know, it's not always logical, but yet it feels very clear. And other people suggest you use your five senses to intuit information. And this is a good thing to do before starting to intuit any information. Do it like a body scan on yourself and to see what you're feeling, seeing, hearing, smelling, and tasting. And once you start, you know, then you'll know at least what is yours and what is what you're intuiting. So, you know, using your five senses is really, you know, a way to connect in with, you know, what you're feeling now, so that when you start doing your intuition, things will change for you and you'll get a better sense of what you're sensing now using your intuition. And using synchronicities that you're picking up about yourself or another. You know, a lot of times smell and taste are associated with memories and associations and symbols when you're intuiting. You know, some people get the smell of cookies, baking, that represents a safety and a love as a child. And so, you know, all of these things help us understand a little bit more about ourselves. And, you know, using intuition on love, it's, you know, a lot of what we get about another person often is a reflection of us. So that's why, you know, a lot of times when we're looking for somebody else, the person we need to focus on the most is ourselves. And to work on those areas, you know, when you find difficulties in previous relationships or the difficulties you're in this current relationship, you know, look at yourself instead of the other person, because when you can change yourself, you can change everything around you. So it's really fascinating how life sort of, you know, shifts about us and allows us to move in different directions. And I think intuition, you know, is one of those areas that you really want to develop, because the more you can intuit means you're allowing, you know, your own inner guidance, and it means you're clearing yourself, and it means that you're getting into a pathway to your heart. And people do this in different ways. Some people do by giving. So by giving to others, that opens them up, opens a pathway to their heart, and allows for the intuition to come through. Some people, you know, receive information to allow them to give. And so it's really fascinating just how much our intuition plays roles in our lives. And, you know, our associations, intention is really key about, you know, what is it that we're wanting to be, clear intent. You know, otherwise, if we're unclear, you know, our energy is unclear and it's all over the place. And then looking at awareness, synchronicities, our presence, you know, there's so many different ways that we can look at intuition. And I really encourage us all to do that and to start building our intuition. So I'm Lori Houston with intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email and phone consultations and readings. I do remote healings and clearings for personal, home, and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show every Thursday night on my site. And this Thursday I have at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Eric Gonzalez, who is a Mayan daykeeper. And at 8 p.m. I have Dr. Michael Mayer, who is the author of Energy Psychology. I'm also starting to offer a new offering, which is I will give a free email reading to the third person to register on my site, which is intuitivesoul.com. So free reading right now to the third person who registers on my site, intuitivesoul.com. May love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.